السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In the light of what is happening around the world, all the disasters that are striking, the earthquakes and the flood waters, gale force winds, if it's not in this country today, or if it is in this country today, then tomorrow in another country, the next day in another one, the next day in another one. And the effects of that, the ripple effects of that are going far and wide. What is happening in one country, the shake-up in one country, the effects are felt at great distances. And the time seems to have come which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam predicted that these type of things will happen towards the latter time. The fitnas will pour. Like how when the tasbih, you have to snap the cord, then how the beads come falling one after the other. That is what will happen. One after the other, one after the other. So at such a time, it becomes extremely important that we turn towards Allah Ta'ala, make ruju ila Allah. Make use of the ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has provided. He has created the universe for us. We must make use of it. But at the same time, we have to increase those du'as in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us how to ask for protection from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from calamities, disasters and things like that. The dua which you have heard many times, and the translation and meaning and explanation has also been given many times, but just yesterday I discussed it again in Stanger. And that is the whole purpose of these duas and the purpose of the Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif, that repeatedly we must listen to it and then make amal on it. Waqt-e amal ab kab aayega? When will the time of amal come, as the poet says. So the dua is which you have been listening many times by the imams also. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with different kinds of ni'mats and bounties. Different kinds. Not only wealth, that is not the only ni'mat. There are so many different kinds of bounties. Our sight, our hearing, our speech, our heart, liver, lung, kidneys, bladder, how many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Then of course the wealth, the property, children, everything is a ni'mat. So we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection of that wealth, those bounties. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik. So you are asking Allah, O Allah, I seek your protection from the zawal of these ni'mats, that they are snatched away, that they vanish, they disappear, they leave the person suffers a loss, it's gone from his hands, overnight it's gone. Look at what happens when such kind of disaster strike. Overnight, people who were living in mansions, bungalows, palaces, everything, nothing is left. There are lessons for us, for them we must pray, we must make dua, assist and help, but lessons for us. The zawal of ni'mat, because of our sins, or as a test, overnight it just vanishes. Or in our times we know that in South Africa, if the person is carrying a parcel of money to the bank, then within seconds it's gone. The person worked so hard for the whole month, he worked, and now he's going to buy something and it's gone. Hijackers, pickpockets, and it's gone. So one is the zawal of that ni'mat. Now the zawal of the ni'mat, different kinds of ni'mat, zawal, Allah Ta'ala takes it away. And most of the times, or many major times, what it really happens is because of our ingratitude to Allah Ta'ala for those ni'mats, then Allah Ta'ala takes it away. Or haram starts mixing up with our halal, then it is taken away after some time. So the first thing there, without going into very much detail in the first bayan today, is that we must seek protection in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the zawal of the ni'mat, from its disappearance, from its vanishing, from its total loss or partial loss, whatever it is, but zawal of the ni'mat. So that is zawal e ni'matik. Wa tahawwul e afiyatik, where the person is now left with a major problem. It's not only that wealth went, it's not only that the sight went, it's not only that some other bounty or ni'mat was taken away, but together with that, the person is left now with a major problem. tahawul of the afiyat. There's a turn around of that protection, of that afiyat that Allah Ta'ala had blessed the person with. Afiyat has got a very wide and a deep meaning. Now all that which Allah Ta'ala had blessed, now there's a turnaround, complete turnaround, together with a major problem. One is the vanishing, the person hijacker took the car away. So that is one loss. But together with the taking of the car, first he shot the person in his leg, in his stomach, in his shoulders. Now that made him land in hospital, and he is now on the tubes and is in a coma, and now for years he may have to live like that, we don't know. Allah Ta'ala must protect everybody. So one is the zawal of the ni'mat, and other is the tahawul of that afiyat, that together with the loss, the person is now in it, like the house collapsed, the earthquake, or any other shake-up. Now the one is that the person was not in his house and the house collapsed. So that's a loss. And the other is the person was in the house and it collapsed. Now he's under the rubble. The person's bones are broken. His skull is cracked. Look at the type of problems the person faces. So we take lessons from that, that we ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from tahawul afiyat, that afiyat which Allah Ta'ala has given. Now we are asking Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, don't test us like that. Don't send any kind of azab upon us. Whether it's a test or azab. If it comes away, that you have to bear it, you have to make sabr. But we ask Allah Ta'ala as much as possible for protection. تحول عافيت وَفُجَاءَتِ نِقْمَتِكَ. And the sudden coming of Allah Ta'ala's azab or any kind of disaster, suddenly it just comes. The person was not expecting it. He was sleeping comfortably. He was moving around freely. And suddenly the disaster strikes. Suddenly the azab comes. Suddenly the person is in a big musibat. Great danger, great taklif, great difficulty. So asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from that. Fujaati niqmatik. Wajamiya sakhatik. And ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from all types of his anger. The anger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is worse than the azab of Jahannam. Ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, asked for Jannat. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaka wal Jannah. But before Jannat, he asked for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, bless me with your rada, with your pleasure. And then, fa'uzu bika min sakhatika wan nar. And he's asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from his anger. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's anger, I explained yesterday in Stanger, is not like our anger over trivial things. We just get angry. Little things, we are angry. Allah Ta'ala gives a long rope. He loves the creation. Allah Ta'ala loves man. Allah Ta'ala loves the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam especially. Therefore, he gives him enough opportunity to make tawbah, istighfar, repent, turn around and come back to him. But when the person becomes persistent, he is not interested in making tawbah and returning, then, or the large majority of them are not changing. Then if there are a few people who are changing, they will be tested, they will be given sawab and reward for the test that they will go through. But the azab will come upon the whole locality after that. So if this dua must be increased, the intensity of this dua must be increased in these times of disasters, and at the same time must make dua for those people who have been struck. Allah Ta'ala must give shahadat stages to those that passed away, and Allah must remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of all the others. وَآخَرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ